This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. Well, what can I say? The rains have come now, and we're going to be getting into this in just a few minutes. And Chris Street's going to be joining us in the second hour. We're going to be talking about the death of radical environmentalism. We're pronouncing it dead, and they don't know it yet. And I think the campfire was the end, the death rattle, if you will, of the radical environmentalist, especially out here in California. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about why it is the death rattle. Right now it's raining here in Northern California, and I'm just a few miles from the campfire area in Paradise, and it's raining up there. So now, just started raining a little while ago, actually. It's 6 a.m. Listen, we've been up for hours, of course. And when the dogs get restless, we know something's going on. And look out the door, and there it is. The rain is here. And it is going to have a cleansing effect, yes, but of course, what about all the bodies that have yet been discovered yet? And they're in ash form, so if they're in ash form, how does, ash washes down the streams. And this is the mountain community, by the way. It's not this is no foothills community. Well, it's sort of a mix of foothills and mountain, clearly it is. But it's more mountain than it is foothill. It's more mountain than foothill. You know? More pines, that sort of thing. So anyway, we're going to be talking about the campfire and all the things that go along with it. And, of course, the great contribution by New California up there at the campfire at the Walmart parking lot. We're going to be talking about that. We're getting in then sort of the final numbers that just a day and a half, 2 days basically, of receiving and giving can do and what kind of an impact it can have on people. And I know I was up there for hours on Saturday and saw exactly what was going on by the great contributions of new Californians. And everybody was receiving us very, very well. It was pretty amazing what was going on. Anyway, so headlines right now in Drudge is, of course, now the rain. Now the rain. And that's what's going on. They're looking in automobiles. They're looking everywhere as much as possible to find bodies. But it's a little bit late, I think, because if the estimates or if the predictions are correct, it's going to be quite a heavy rain downstorm. Isn't that interesting? Just sort of right on cue, it rains. It rains. I know everybody's going to say it's geoengineering and all that stuff, and I would not disagree with them. We're going to have Chris Greed on with us, and he's going to talk about the end and the destruction of the, I call it this. I'm going to put it in his mind anyway, but he's written an article that's going out to publication, already gone out, and we got it first, and we published it on the New California State website. The New California State website, and by the way, if you'd like to donate to the fire victims, we have put up on GoFundMe some information about how you can donate. The money that will be raised, or if you donate it to the GoFundMe one, will go 100% to the victims of the fire, 100%, and that will go right to the victims. We've got our nonprofit and everything all set up for that. So the foundation, we did this foundation business over a year ago, because we knew that we would perhaps need it. We weren't really banking on it, and it is a 501c3, so you can get 100% deductions on that, but the money will go directly to any money that is raised. It'll go directly to the campfire victims, and also the Woolsey Fire down in Southern California, which is, of course, going to be sort of a thrust that's going to happen this weekend with New California. So a lot of really, really good things in terms of response, because you get no response from Jerry Brown. He's just letting these people out there to die. You know, that's really what he's doing. And, you know, we've been very, 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 very upset about that. Because, you know, you'd think that, you know, the state of California does, in spite of the fact that it's so broke, we understand, but it does have the resources that in which they could have easily brought these people in and tents and so on, like tent cities, if you will, and establish that right away so to get them out of the elements. And right now we do understand that there are people down there at the Walmart in the rain, and we're trying to see what we can do to help mitigate that as much as possible. But our push right now for getting supplies and so on to those that are in need and where they're at right now is something that we're going to continue to follow here on not only Agenda 21 Radio, but also on with New California. Now, when you go to the GoFundMe, there's make sure that you click GoFundMe. The money goes to the GoFundMe account. And then it goes right to our nonprofit. Then it goes right directly to the victims. And we've got outlets for that. We'll be documenting that. And like I said, we did a bang-up job, I think, on Friday and Saturday by bringing in really quite a large number of cash and so on. Not cash per se, but in the gift card business. And a large amount of money and a large amount of distribution. It's all gone. We got rid of it all. And people were really benefiting. We screened a lot of people coming up. We know that we didn't want to, they had to be family members and that sort of thing. But the biggest thing they needed was gas cards. So we had gas cards, and we allowed that to happen. And, anyway, so a lot of people gained a lot of benefit of that. And, you know, if you're out there and you've been chased by the fire, and the fire has destroyed your house, it's destroyed your cars, it's destroyed everything, and just basically you've gotten out with your life, then you got nothing. And that's why it was so important. And one of the things that I noticed on Saturday when we were up there, everybody needed blankets. And we got that call loud and clear because everybody was cold. And we started hearing about a couple of people who actually died down there because of hypothermia. I think the shock, I can't really say for sure, but I'm pretty certain the shock of all this stuff happening, and it was really surreal to be down there sharing those moments with those victims. And I know it was very humbling for all of us in New California that were down there. And we have a video out. You can actually see the video of the camp and our distribution. We're talking to the Espinoza family. And you know, it is really quite compelling, very, very compelling what was going on down there. Anyway, so visit that. I've got a whole bunch of other stuff. It's now going to be Thanksgiving, and we definitely want to be thanking our Thanksgivers. And I'll tell you, Thanksgiving is always a very, very special time, of course. And this is today happens to be the heaviest travel day of the year, I think. And I'll tell you, people are out in force, from what I understand. I know traffic was very heavy around here, where I'm at. Yesterday, when I got out, they let me out yesterday, and it was quite interesting to watch how that whole thing was going on with so much traffic. Anyway, we got some other places, though. Just a little couple things. I'm just glancing here at Drudge, Venezuela. 80% of population short of food. Isn't that amazing? So give your thanks to United States of America. Things are getting better in the United States of America. Obviously, Donald Trump, the president, is doing an absolutely fantastic job with the economy, and everybody's seeing that. The big thing, with the big other story that's going on nationally, is the president, and internationally, the president is not going to do anything to punish Saudi Arabia for the murder of Khashoggi, the Washington Post reporter. And, of course, that has very big implications. If we were to do something, I don't know what would imagine me to be a punishment for Saudi Arabia. But to destroy the worldwide economy for the murder of one man is just not worth it. And he's right. He's right. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting, the Agenda 21 mantra from the United Nations is, basically stack and pack housing. Get them out of the rural areas. Burn them out if you have to, of course, just like we've just seen here in the campfire and also down there in the Woolsey fire. Just get them off the land, you know. Burn them off. Burn them off. That's really what you're witnessing here. There's no other explanation for it. And it was very interesting to watch the body languages of the president and Jerry Brown and the mayor of Paradise, California, and also Gavin Newsom, as they were walking last Saturday down through all the wreck and mayhem that had been caused by the fire, and realizing that there's one thing you can really focus on, and that is the fact that what really did cause the fire. Well, we don't know, because remember, climate change does not cause fires. Hello? It doesn't cause fires. And the notion that climate change has caused such high-intensity burning fires, see, now it takes a president to kind of suss it out for everybody and draw attention to the fact that the claims that are being made by such people as Jerry Brown, another radical environmentalist, Should I start talking about the Delta smelt and the salmon and all, you know, letting all the rivers run? Rivers that normally, if you didn't have reservoirs, would be dry in the summer. To protect spawning, you know, areas. So this is, you know, I would always go back and say, okay, let's take a look at California before there were dams. Let's take a look at California before there were massive reservoirs and freeways even, and before anybody was here. Let's go back 200 years ago. People are just starting to kind of discover the whole West, by the way. Think about that. Lewis and Clark time, you know. 200 years ago. This is 2000, think about this. We're talking about 2020. The year 2020 is coming up. So what was it like in 1820? There wasn't much out here in California. There weren't freeways. There weren't dams. But, you know, the seasons were here. And the seasons, you know, and there was climate change. Every day the climate would change. The sun would come up, the sun would go down. There would be day, there would be night, and all things in between. Shocking. Shocking. I'm telling you, it's climate change. Climate change was happening then. Did you know that? But you know what? There would actually be fires that were started. Yeah, lightning, for the most part, started all fires. Or, you know, occasionally. And by the way, I want to tell you, the Indians here in Northern California, you know, we talk about how we've abused the Indians and all this stuff. Well, and yes, in the 1800s, about 1840 on, there became quite a bit of abuse of the Indians. We get that, the indigenous people. But let's talk about what the indigenous people did. Let's talk about what they were doing to manage the forest. I mean, this whole notion that there's never been any forest management. That the natural state of the forest is that you let all these big timbers down, and you create all this. That the natural state is that it's always littered with with trees and dead trees and dead boughs and dead all this other stuff. And so is the chaparral. That is not true. That is absolutely not. And when fires did happen, because of lightning or whatever, they did happen. I mean, lightning up and down the state can cause fires. We understand that. But when, you know, in here, when we have all this business ability to stop fires, all of a sudden there's fires everywhere. Everywhere. And of course, there's something wrong with the picture. Okay, this is what the picture is. Back in the day, the Indians actually did manage the forest. They did keep things clean. Because those that were reliant upon either the chaparral areas for food and sustenance and living, they realized they had to manage some of the areas around them, and they did. They actually burned places to keep the shrubs down and low and to keep the duff out of the forest. They did that sort of thing. They, and in fact, there's you talk to up in my area around here, there's many a rancher that I've talked to who talks about how their parents learned from the Indians in this area how to maintain the forest. This goes on up here. This is what. But then, all of a sudden, in the 70s and 80s, and then in the 90s and now the 2000s, they couldn't do any of that stuff. They were forbidden from doing that by the radical environmentalists and the policies. And so the natural thing happened. Anytime there was a fire, and of course it wasn't climate change that set the fire, then it burned with just incredible intensity. And of course it culminated here at the campfire. Well, that's because of neglect. And then you pile on the fact that what Jerry Brown did is he was vetoing bills that would help to prevent that, that would provide money for the suppression of fire in fire areas, to clear out all that underbrush, to clear out all that duff. He was absolutely vetoing bills. Now, everybody says, well, there's no sinister plot here. There isn't? Are you kidding me? There's no sinister plot here? Of course there's a sinister plot. It's called United Nations Agenda 21. Now, this is why the president, what he did, and Ryan Zinke, it's pretty obvious. When Zinke came out here, something was up. At least it was for me. Just watching the body language and the people I talked to. Very, very obvious. Mr. Zinke was here to send a message to Jerry Brown. Brother, it's over. Your little foray into environmentalism is over. It's over now, because we know what you've done. You've neglected your state as the governor. You've shown enormous neglect. In fact, you've added to it. You've stalled money from one account to another account so that you would utilize it where? On illegal foreign nationals. By the way, another $15 million by the Brown administration to where? To pay for attorneys at the border right now. What does that tell you? He couldn't have spent $15 million on the forest around here to keep them clean? And it led to the displacement of 27,000 Americans off the land? At least 20. Some people are saying 50. Oh, no, he couldn't do that. I mean, what is that then? You burn them out deliberately, and you displace them. But climate change caused the fire? No, climate change didn't cause the fire. Something caused the fire in the campfire. We're not even sure yet. Because why? They're not sure. In fact, they're never sure about these fires, Cal Fire. Most of these fires go, well, we don't know what started them. It must have been climate change. You can't make that leap, guys. Something has to ignite the fire. So Zinke comes out, kind of lays down the law, says, no more money for you. Because what we see here is a business going on. Disaster capitalism going on. And when Donald Trump came out, it's exactly what he told him. No more for you, Jerry. You've done enough death and destruction. It's over. And for all of you radical environmentalists, it's over for you too. Money's going to go in a lot different fashion. It's not going to be associated with fire any longer, like we've seen it. The death of disaster capitalism is at hand, too. as it should be. What kind of a business is disaster capitalism anyway? Very poor business model. The death of people.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Trump administration blaming environmental radicals for California's deadly wildfires is about money. By our own Chris Street. Trump administration blaming environmental radicals for California's deadly wildfires is all about money. Trump administration's Interior Secretary blaming environmental radicals for record deaths and wildfire destruction is about who will pay for up to $20 billion in losses. Billion. And it says, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke used Breitbart News Sunday, blamed California's 7,421 wildfires that have burned 1 million acres. Wow. Destroyed 30,000 structures and killed at least 82 people and six firefighters so far in 2018. Zinke stressed, I will lay this on the foot of those environmental radicals that have prevented us from managing the forest for years. And you know what? This is on them. Good for you, Ryan. Good for you, Mr. Zinke. Secretary Zinke's remarks came the day after President Trump toured the horrific devastation in Paradise, California on Saturday. Trump stated that countries like Finland do a better job of managing forests to prevent them and mitigate fires. The president stated, you've got to take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forest. Very important. See, this is the kind of stuff that, this is what destroys the radical environmentalism, is how they kill people. And vaporizing people is just not a real good way to kill people, for us living people to look back and say, how did all that happen? And yeah, that's really what happened to a lot of people up there. Oddly enough, they were vaporized. How do you vaporize people at such high temperatures in a forest fire? When forest fires can burn up to 2,100 degrees. Huh? How do you do that? In a crematorium, they cremate you for an hour and a half at most 2,100 degrees. But that doesn't eliminate the bones. How do you turn bones into dust? I don't know. You tell me. Now, just speculation. How do you do that? Because that's what they're looking for right now up there in the rain, I might add. How perfect the timing was for this, right? So all these people, all these hundreds of people, they don't even know how many they have. Last count was 82. I didn't get the count this morning. Of dead people that have been found. We know there's a lot more, as many as 7 to 1,000. 700 to 1,000. At least, my numbers are actually higher than that. But remember, that's a static, that's a dynamic number. It's not static, not set in stone. It is a dynamic number. I want to qualify that. The sheriff, when he puts this number out, the lower number that you'll hear me talk about, and I have put that, they're both dynamic numbers. They fluctuate and change. I get different information than he gets. And ultimately, since he's, you know, the sheriff, his numbers will prevail. But I'm just telling you, that's the range we're looking at. It says the Trump administration's coordinated statements signal the launch of an initiative to contain the skyrocketing federal cost to fight wildfires that top a record $1.1 billion for the 2017 fiscal year ending September 30th, according to the U.S. government's wildfire annual report. Costs were up by 49% from the prior year and 94% more than fiscal 94% from 2009, the last year before the Obama administration. Yeah, isn't that interesting? It says California Governor Jerry Brown's administration published its fourth climate change assessment in late August that blamed the threat of a 77% increase in wildfires in 2018 and 18% higher insurance costs on greenhouse gas emissions, warning of a new normal for wildfires. Brown advocated federal responsibility for climate change. How could you do that? And again, we're starting to figure out you can't do that. It just does, you know, you leave the forest floors littered and you don't take responsibility for managing these things, which is what you're supposed to do. It's just like Jerry Brown was supposed, as the state, when your people are displaced, you're supposed to help them. You see, this is what I'm saying. This whole situation up in Chico, where you had thousands of people that were displaced living in tents on their own, the state should have come in immediately and helped set something up to help them. And they didn't. It was up to us. When we realized there was a humanitarian crisis, we asked people from New California to step in. We became the state. And in 2 days, we contributed. We made an impact. And this guy is supposed to be, well, anyway. So I want to read this to you again so you get it. California Governor Jerry Brown's administration published its fourth climate change assessment in late August that blamed the threat of a 77% increase in wildfires and 18% higher insurance costs on greenhouse gas. How do you do that? Warning of a new normal for wildfires. Brown had a new normal. So you allow the duff and everything to build up, and then you take money away from preventing that. What's the person to think? Oh, it's the new normal. Just this is the way it's supposed to be. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, like in Finland, we used to do this in California. We used the ranchers, by the way, who can no longer allow their cattle to range freely on these lands that they're talking about here, would keep the grass down low in the foothills and even up in the mountains. That would help prevent forest fires. When you have the forest cleaned up on the bottom, those fires don't go anywhere. There's no fuel. Although the number of fires for fiscal year 2017, the last year before the Trump administration, were up just 5.5%, the total area burned spiked by 82% to 10 million acres, and federal wildfire cost also spiked by 49% from the prior year and up 94% from fiscal year 2009, the last year before the Obama administration. California wildfire losses in 2017 hit a record of $13 billion, according to AON, AON Benfield's Weather, Climate, and Catastrophic Insight 2017 annual report. But Catastrophic Risk Modeling Specialist, RMS, just established or estimated losses from the California still burning Camp and Woolsey fires could reach as much as $13 billion. Total 2018 financial losses from California wildfires could reach $20 billion with a B. $20 billion. Did I say that? U.S. Weather Service footprint map visualizes the repetitive nature of California wildfires since 1910, although RMS found that over two decades there was about a 40% increase in housing added to the high wildfire risk areas in the wildland-urban interface and an increase in temperatures. There was also a major change in firefighting philosophy in the early 2000s in favor of, you ready for this, aggressive firefighting over aggressive control of flammable vegetation. Forbes reported that before the 1850s, the Native American population shaped California's landscape every spring with low-intensity fires to encourage grasslands and boost the game animal population.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting to look at all these things within, embedded within the stories. It's, sometimes I neglect to bring that out, but Chris Street has a fantastic, a Trump administration blaming environmental radicals for California's deadly wildfires. He's going to be on with us in a little bit. And I'd like to get Ryan Zinke on the show. I wonder if I could do that. I think we did have some contact with his office during the Oroville Dam situation, which is interesting. Because, you know, we were yelling and screaming about, you know, the radical environmentalist Jerry Brown and what he was doing and trying to kill everybody. And I think that, it's actually our concerns and complaints to them at the time actually started to, has resonated. And it wasn't myself. It was, you know, people like Scott Cahill, Scott and Lisa Cahill, when they came out and visited here with us. And we went out to the dam and examined everything that was going on. And it was kind of an interesting thing, and I know that what they've said and what they've been doing about the Oroville Dam situation and trying to protect everybody, and now all of a sudden we're getting rain. Oh, geez, after this fire. Now, let's not confuse things, though, because I want to make this very, very clear. The dam and the fire are two separate things, and this dam situation is not in the fire zone. I repeat, it's not in the fire zone, nor would if any kind of flooding that was to occur as a result of the dam failure. And it's not going to fail. I don't believe it's going to fail at this point. But, you know, we have a tradition around here that in December, the rains do come. And I can vividly remember 1997, the rains did come. 96, 97 is actually the New Year's New Year's Eve and day that was the most critical, actually, 96, 97. That we had flooding out here that was massive. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, quite frankly. I mean, I've been out in the ocean and everything, and there's the strength of water, the power of water is, you know, not to be taken lightly by any stretch of the imagination. And out in the ocean, of course, that's the master of it all. But when you see, like what we're seeing with the Feather River, going from literally levee to levee, topped off, and almost, and in fact, at some point, the levees did break. But from levee to levee, and driving across, I was the third car of the three-car caravan, followed by the highway patrol, myself, and three other cars, and then the highway patrol. They were escorting us across the bridge that goes into Marysville, California. I'll never forget that. And seeing that water move at such velocity, and, you know, carrying with it the trees and stuff. And, of course, the bridge shaking, just shaking, because we were the last ones across. They said, that's it. Yep, nine, nada, no more for you. No more cars we could go across. It was absolutely frightening. But I want to make it very, very clear that there's no relationship. They're in two different locations. The campfire is just a little bit northwest of the dam, okay, by miles, just maybe 10 miles at the moment. Well, more than that. Maybe not. Well, the reservoir, maybe about 12 miles. But it's complete. They're totally two different things, fire and water, totally different. But in terms of the location is what I'm trying to get to. But, you know, some interesting things came up from this because, you know, when we're talking about this article, it says California forestry management drastically changed after 1994 when the Clinton administration adopted the Northwest Forest Plan, covering 4.5 million acres of Northern California's national forest that prioritized protecting endangered species, water quality, and old-growth forest. And the new rules increased timber logging industry cost and limited the annual harvest of smaller and often uneconomical-sized trees. It's on federal lands. Now, there's a lot of private foresters up there that own private land, and they keep their forests pretty clean. They don't burn. Oddly, shocking. Shocking, isn't it? They don't burn. I mean, this is just basic, guys. With 60% of California's forest land owned by the federal government, logging permits shriveled, and forest tree spacing became much denser. So the trees actually got closer to one another. As private logging roads that served as national forest fire breaks were abandoned and covered by brush, annual wildfires became bigger, hotter, and more remote for firefighter access. See, this is the other thing you don't know, but we in the Agenda 21 world, when we were watching this whole push to get people off the rural lands, the federal government was actually going in and closing off these roads and preventing people from going on these private logging roads. And thus, the private logging roads reforested themselves. Yeah, that was going on. And not only did they close them off, and when they closed them off, they used big boulders and things like that to shut them off. So it would reforest, it'd do two things. It reforested, and then it also prevented fire equipment from going up into the roads to suppress any fire. See, when you start looking at it, this is a well-thought-out plan, what they've done here. And we've been saying this. And now it's coming to fruition. So it's a, you know, there's this epiphany when the public kind of has to get it collectively. It says here, the Bush administration tried to reverse the Clinton policies in 2004, but environmentalists used lawsuits to stop the effort. The Obama administration reinstated the Clinton anti-logging policies and supported the adoption of Governor Brown's California forest practice rules in 2015 that led to more logging and road abandonments. Governor Brown warned in August 1st that California spent almost a third of the state's $442 million annual budget for emergencies, and its e-budget could quickly run dry. That's the emergency budget. Having suffered many more highly destructive wildfires, and with 13,000 firefighters battling 9 major forest fires on Thanksgiving Day, Governor Brown would like to blame global climate change and have the federal government pay for the California wildfires. Interesting, huh? Chris Street's going to be with us in the top of the hour. Yeah. Like a Jagger.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And call it, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. I get a bunch of people calling me. Why are people calling me this time of day? Anyway, we're trying to sort some things out here and figuring out what's going on. Anyway, so got all kinds of stuff happening in the next hour. Chris Street's going to be joining us here. We're going to be talking about all these fires and also, so many other things, such as your real estate issues, what's going on with homes, and the upcoming, I guess you would say, collapse of the economy. No, it's not going to happen. But everybody's really worried, I mean, especially out here in Silicon Valley, about what's going on there. You know, Silicon Valley and all the things that are happening, you know, it's interesting. They the business is... anyway, I'm sorry, I'm distracted by these silver things going on in front of me. Business of real estate and also in Silicon Valley. What's wrong with their business model? We're going to talk to Chris Reed about that coming up. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news and also the GoFundMe for the Campfire and Woolsey Fire people is up in GoFundMe, New California State Foundation, up and running. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.